Your English, nice. Where do you come from?
I'm from London.
London.
What
Oh, really nice.
what's your background?
My parents come from London. Where my dad comes from London, my mum comes from Windsor, like outside Windsor.
Beautiful. Very royal.
Yeah, really royal.
First of all, congratulations on becoming Miss Switzerland.
Thank you very
You
much.
are officially the most beautiful Swiss woman in the world. But to be honest, to my untrained eye, I mean, all the contestants looked very nice. I mean,
Yeah, they did. They really did. Really nice contestants.
why do you think you won it?
That's really difficult. I reckon that the evening is the evening that counts. How you move, how you smile. I don't know how you speak to the audience. I don't know. I really can't say why I won it, but maybe I just somehow got them to vote for me. I don't know.
Now, the current Mr. Switzerland, he's also from Lucerne. I mean,
Yes, he is. Yes.
is everyone beautiful there?
Lucerne is beautiful. Have you ever been to
I
Lucerne?
have several times, but I didn't notice a lot of beautiful people, but obviously there is something in the water, or I don't know.
I don't know, maybe it's the year of Lucerne because the Lucerne Football Club is actually at the top at the moment in Switzerland, so there must be something in the air for Lucerne.
Do you have any beauty tips? Do you have an English breakfast every morning? Is that your secret?
No, I don't. I actually don't have an English breakfast. Sometimes on a Sunday I do have an English breakfast, but I would say my beauty tip is to stay natural. Don't overdo it with makeup. Just show your inner beauty and show what you are the natural way.
Do your English genes come out in your personality?
Yeah, sometimes my English jokes I do. I'm like really sarcastic, and in Switzerland, not many people are sarcastic. I think I got it from my dad because he's always really sarcastic.
What makes you laugh? Do you watch a lot of British television and films, or?
Do you know I like Monty Python.
And
I
the
think
old.
that's really funny. Or EastEnders. I like EastEnders. I thought that was really good. The drama in there, yeah. Whatever else watched. Oh, Coupling. I really like Coupling.
Yeah, that's sort of Friends, isn't it? The British Friends
Yeah,
of
they're
it.
really funny.
Do you travel to Britain much?
Yeah, like my family's all really in Britain. Okay, our family, mum and dad and my brothers live in Switzerland, but like my grandmother, my grandfather, my uncles and aunties all live in England. So we do, yeah, every year, twice or once a year,
Okay. And
we
what
visit them.
yeah, and what do you look forward to when you go back?
The family, just all this get together and all like Windsor. I really like Windsor. I think it's really sweet.
Is
With the
there
castle and everything.
a differences between the two countries you've noticed?
Well, in England, I think it's a little bit cheaper than in Switzerland. Like, the food is a lot cheaper in England than it is in Switzerland. And, like, I love the chocolate flakes. I love them. You
You
don't have that in Switzerland.
So you prefer Cadbury's
Yeah,
to
I love
Lindt?
Cadbury's or Terry's orange chocolate. Yeah, I really like that. And it doesn't, and we don't have that in Switzerland, so we always say like tons of food with us back over to Switzerland.
Is there anything then when you're in Britain that you look forward to coming back to Switzerland?
Actually, not really. I really like it in England. I always want to go and study in England, so who knows, I might move over to England.
At heart, you're Swiss. You're a Swiss lass.
Yeah, I am actually, yeah.
So when England beat Switzerland at football, as they did a few weeks ago, who do you support?
I support England. In football, I'm a big Chelsea fan. I went to watch Chelsea against West Ham in March with my boyfriend, so I am an English supporter.
Well, look, another difference that I've spotted between Switzerland and England is that in Switzerland, beauty competitions, they're big business. In England, they're largely considered a bit naff, and they smell a bit of the 1970s. Why do you think beauty contests are so popular in Switzerland?
I'm actually not sure why it's so popular in Switzerland because maybe Swiss people like being beautiful and they look at their instead of looking at their character, they look at how they look like. I don't know really. It's just everybody likes watching beauty contests. I really can't say why though.
Yeah.
Difficult.
Did you follow the cabinet elections the other week?
I haven't followed it because
Right.
we were in this like train. We had to do the training for the show because the
Okay.
show was on that weekend. So I just wanted to know who won it,
Right.
who's in the two new
Yeah.
performers of it.
What did you make of there being a majority of women in the cabinet for the first time?
Nice to see that women can do the same things that the blokes can do, but I wouldn't say that women are better than the blokes or the blokes are better than women. It's actually, it depends on what they do as an individual. So it doesn't depend on if you're a woman or a bloke. Yeah. That's what I just say. So it's nice though, to see that women are getting up there.
Because a week later, the country was getting excited about, you know, voting for women in bikinis. I mean, do you know, out of interest, do you know when women got the vote in Switzerland?
No, I don't know.
Have a guess.
I want no clue.
I'll help you out. I'll give you an option. 1771, 1871, or 1971?
1971.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Not even 40 years.
Well, no, I think 1771 is a little bit early for the women.
Now, look, for the next 12 months, you're basically a professional beauty queen. What does that involve? And what are you looking forward to doing the most?
I'm really looking forward to doing all the photo shootings for our sponsors, because this year we got really good sponsors. And, of course, seeing all the fans and being able to do something for Switzerland, maybe even if it's something little, you know, like the travelling. And, yeah, I'm actually looking forward to everything, actually, because it's all new to me. I'm normally a person that's more in the background and doesn't know a lot about these beauty stuff because I've never really watched it. I always only want to know who won it, but I haven't really watched the whole story to it. So it's actually really interesting for me because it's all new.
You've already got in trouble with animal lovers. They said that keeping your pet rabbit on its own was animal cruelty. Did you expect controversy so soon into your reign?
No, not at all. But I mean, I've got my rabbit since about 5 years now, and beforehand they didn't say anything about you got to have two rabbits together. So when that came in, it was already too late. I mean, she was already a few years on her own, so I can't just go and get a new one and then she's fine with it and everything. So I've got to see what I'm going to do about that. I mean, of course, I did say, I promised everybody that I am going to look for a different rabbit, so... Well, I've just got to see how that's going to work out.
Absolutely. Have you got any other controversial or dark secrets our readers should know about? Have you got a picture of David Beckham on your wall or something?
No, I haven't.
Tony Blair.
Nothing like that. Maybe Tony Blair, yeah.
You must have one imperfection somewhere. Or are you perfect?
No, I'm not at all perfect. As you can see, the newspapers are writing bad about me, so, and I think they will always find something they can write bad about. I'm not at all perfect. Yeah. I'm just how I am, and I'm happy to be who I am, so I haven't got anything really to hide.
Being a beauty queen for this year, can you focus on things that you want to do? Like, can you work with, for example, animal charities? Can you direct your year to a certain degree, or is everything sort of planned out in advance?
No, even I was thinking about something with animals or something with children, because there's so many children that have got really hard lives, and maybe something like that I would like to do, or something for the animals, of course, because I love animals. I would never harm an animal.
Are you a vegetarian?
No, I'm not. I wouldn't harm it, but I will eat it.
Now, you've been modelling since you were 15, but you're also doing this biology A-level. Why biology?
I always wanted to be a physiotherapist because of I've been doing athletics since I was, I think, 8. And it's the muscles, and I mean, I also had an injury before, and it's really interesting to see how the muscle works, how you can somehow help the muscle to get better, and... So everything that's got to do with the body, and I think physiotherapy would be the best thing for me. So, and my cousin started doing physiotherapy in England, and she said it was really good. So I've been looking out for that. Yeah, and I think that in England they've got loads of good physiotherapy schools where you can study, and that would be right for me.
So when you give back your crown in a year, you don't think often the path is sort of model, acting, singing. You want to go into physiotherapy?
Yeah. I'm actually quite sure that I will go back to that.
One final question: if you had to choose, would you rather be ugly or stupid?
Ugly, because I think it's important to be a little bit intelligent, because if you're nice and you're dumb, I mean, that's not going to take you very far. It might take you somewhere, but it won't take you far. And if you're intelligent, you can live out your dreams, I think.